Well, we've been talking about the Grinch that stole Christmas, and we've come to the part where we're going to talk a little bit about Whoville. Well, we got to get a picture of what's been happening. The Grinch hates Christmas, and he wants to steal it. And so he dresses up as Santa. He goes down into Whoville, and he steals all of their Christmas presents. And he thinks he's accomplished something. Listen to from the show what starts to happen as he is talking to Max's dog. And he's so happy that he's accomplished something here. And see what happens.
Hoo-hoo to the Whos he was originally humming. They're finding out now that no Christmas is coming. They're just waking up. I know just what they'll do. Their mouths will hang open a minute or two. Then the Whos down in Whoville will all cry, boo. That's a noise, grinned the Grinch, that I simply must hear. He paused, and the Grinch put a hand to his ear. And he did hear the sound rising over the snow. It started in low, then it started to grow. Sounded glad. Every who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, was singing without any presence at all. He hadn't stopped Christmas from coming. It came. Somehow or other, it came just the same. And the Grinch with his Grinch feet ice cold in the snow stood puzzling and puzzling. How could it be so? It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags. He puzzled and puzzled till his puzzle was solved. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before. Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more.
And so we come to that part in the story, and the realization is hitting him. And so he says, and what happened then? Well, in Whoville, they say that the Grinch's small heart grew three sizes that day. And I thought about this for us as Christians, that obviously salvation is a work of God, but he draws us in to teach others what he is really like. That Christmas isn't dependent on things always going the way we want them to go. And it made me think of 2 Corinthians chapter 3, and we come to verse 2, and it says, you yourselves are our letter of recommendation, written on our hearts, to be known and read by all. And you show that you are a letter from Christ, delivered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. And so as the Grinch's heart grew, because he saw what was going on in the lives of those that lived in Whoville. They sang their hearts out when things were going well, and they sang their hearts out when things weren't going well. And it's because their hearts had been changed. They weren't dependent on materialism. They weren't dependent on all of those things. And so let me ask you today, Where is your heart as you view this time of the year and you look at others? Would you be singing around that Christmas tree? Or when things don't go your way, it depends. It affects everything. I want to encourage you that Christ makes all the difference. And we have something much more than even those that were in Whoville. We have truth. And I want to encourage you today to look to Jesus Christ, who obviously Christmas is all about.